Proclamation number 6806 of 15th of April, 1957. A gift of strength from God or from the enemy. Whatever you start in earthly life, you must experience my support if it is to be a blessing for you. For you can also work with my adversary's support. But then every activity can only contribute towards the body's well-being but never towards your soul's salvation. For then you will have sold your soul to him and he will pay you for it with earthly goods. He will make everything easy for you which you tackle and he will also ensure your success. But then you will live your earthly life in vain. You will only serve him and completely submit yourselves to his will. And the end will be his renewed fall into the abyss which you had already left. Therefore I admonish you again and again not to start anything without having invoked my blessing. I admonish you to constantly think of me and request support from me, and you will certainly receive it, for I don't want you to turn to my adversary, and I will truly also give you what you desire. I will also provide for you earthly, because you first seek me myself and thereby prove your will turned towards me. And you can also come to me with the slightest request. I will not close my ear, for I always want to be your advisor and guide. I want you to always turn to me, that you constantly regard me as your father to whom you can entrust yourselves like children. That you see in me your friend and brother who is always there for you, who will never let you down, who will always reward your trust. But you should also think of your soul first. You should not regard earthly things as the most important, but know that you only live on earth so that your soul will mature. And if your salvation is close to your heart, then you will be even closer to me. And then my fatherly eye will watch over you and also protect you from the attacks of the enemy of your souls, from my adversary. For then I will have the right to place myself protectively in front of you, which your devotion to me grants me. For you must know that my adversary also has a right to you due to your past fall into sin. But that you yourselves have the freedom to choose your Lord yourselves to whom you want to belong. And this decision is your earthly task. My adversary, however, tries by all means to win you over or to keep you so that you will not escape from him. And therefore he entices you with earthly promises, with earthly goods, and he provides everyone with strength who is in bondage to him. And therefore he is usually very successful, for you humans think far more about your present fate than about the fate which awaits you in eternity. But I assure you that I will also give you strength if you request it from me, for I also want to win you over for myself so that I will never lose you again. But I can only provide you with strength again if you request it from me of your own free will. Because I exclude all coercion. And you can always be certain that I will shape your earthly existence such that it will be bearable for you if only you adhere to me, if it is your will to live in accordance with my will and if you let me be your constant advisor and companion. Then you will truly not lack strength. Then my blessing will also rest on every earthly activity. Then you will be able to achieve great things, and then your soul will also mature, for then your eyes will constantly be turned towards me, whom you recognize as your God and Father, who loves you and whose love also wants to prepare a carefree earthly life for you, because you have consciously become his, because you separated yourselves from my adversary of your own free will and thus you have already passed your test of will on earth through your conscious devotion to me. And now you will constantly walk the earthly path with me because you yourselves gave me the right to be your companion on the path. Amen.